Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini, and you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, and current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. We're going to share with you everything you need to know to have the best-looking house on the block. Hey, coming up this hour on Today's Homeowner Radio, great tips on weatherizing your home, because this is weatherization week. Perfect time to get ahead of the game there a little bit before it really gets cold and start saving money and keep your family a little more comfortable. We're also going to share with you a method of how you can safely remove paint from brick. Also, I want to tell you what might be the perfect gift idea for you, a brand new, really cool workbench that I'll share with you all about it, the details and how you can find it. Also, some last-minute deck maintenance tips before winter really sets in. And, of course, a few more drywall problems we're going to try to help some people out on. And, Joe, of course, you got a simple solution for us in a little bit. What can we expect?
I do indeed. It's how to fix a sagging gate. Most gates over time tend to sag, and most repairs don't last. So I've got one that will solve that problem permanently.
Well, we want to hear from you. You know what to do. Pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, getting more and more engagement on our Facebook page. The Today's Homeowner Facebook page is growing and growing, and a lot of things going on there. And, Joe, you know, it's funny. It always sneaks up on me, this daylight savings time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, some people love it and some people don't. But I guess the part that I don't like as much is, right, you know, when you finish up your day of taping or at the office or a project or whatever, you know, 5:30, it starts getting really dark. I'm not sure I like that part of it.
Yeah, I guess people fall into two camps, right? Some people are a few states that are really pushing for daylight savings time year round. I live in Connecticut, and tell you the truth, I grew up with daylight savings time and standard time. I love it when we fall back, as they say, and we get to standard time and it gets dark early. Around here, it gets dark at 4:30. But of course, people complain about it getting dark, but you get the same hours of daylight. You just have it earlier in the day. Like right now, it doesn't get light here till like after 7 a.m. So with daylight savings time now it's getting light a little earlier. So I like that. And, there are two states, I think it's Arizona and Hawaii, that have observed permanent standard time. So those two do not have daylight savings time, but everyone else, I think, sets the clock back. But before we get into the home improvement discussion here on the radio, I understand you were sailing or motorboating in the Bahamas recently. Is that where you were?
Oh, man. We've done this a time or two over the years, and we had two couples that went with us this time, and we planned this out for 6 or 8 months ago. But it really is a cool experience flying into Nassau, and I captained a 43-foot long luxury vehicle with three bedrooms, two baths, air conditioned, grill on the back. We had the dinghy, motorized dinghy out back, and we made it to about 7 different islands, put over 200 miles on the boat, and made it back without any fiberglass repair to the hull, which I was proud of.
Yeah, otherwise you'll get answered a question as, how do you repair a dent in a fiberglass catamaran?
Well, it's quite a monster to maneuver, but it was a lot of fun, and the folks that went with me really had a great time. We were able to do a little diving and a little cooking on the boat, and you know, sightseeing here and there, a few hikes.
The weather was good?
And the weather was great. It made you completely forget about winter is right around the corner.
Yeah,
because I think our low was 68 and our high was 80. So
that's perfect. Yeah.
And almost no rain at all, maybe just a little bit. So it was fantastic. We had a great time there, and I look forward to doing that again sometime. So
now that the weather is turning colder, I guess we have to turn our attention to keeping our homes warm, especially with the price of oil and electricity and everything else going up.
Yeah, it's on people's minds now more than anybody anytime else, and that's why it's Weatherization Week here at Today's Homeowner, brought to you by our good friends at Duck Brand. You know, most areas of the country, colder temperatures have arrived, but that doesn't mean it's not too late to do some inexpensive changes to your home to keep you cozy and comfortable and knock some of those dollars off that utility bill. So we have all the details and a lot of great practical weatherization advice right now at todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. You know how we set up these special landing pages from time to time. Very popular to go. Instead of having to search around for hours and hours to try to get the information, all you need to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. And while you're there, make sure you enter the Weatherize Week giveaway. Duck Brand is giving away one weatherization bundle every day through November 13th. Again, that's todayshomeowner.com/weatherize to enter, and for lots more great information that you can use to get your house ready for winter. You know, and it is some very, very simple things when you think about using Duck Brand to, you know, the thing we talk about all the time, and it really does save you money and make you more comfortable when you tighten up the envelope of your home. And if you just step back and look at the outside of your home, you know, windows, it would be a source of drafts. Doors, certainly, a lot of those thresholds and weather stripping gets worn out or damaged, and that cold air is going to force its way in your home, making your heating system work a lot harder. So that's where some of the very simple things that we'll share with you can really, really make a difference. You know, taking a few tubes of caulking and going around the outside of the home, Joe, boy, when you really look carefully on all of the wall surfaces, you'll find cracks where cold air is sneaking into your home. And boy, it's not that hard to seal all those up.
No, not hard. Not doesn't take much time, and it's pretty affordable. I mean, when we talk about weather stripping around windows and doors, sealing the bottoms of doors, which a lot of people don't do, and even if you just hold your hand up against any outlet, electrical outlet that's on an exterior wall, you'd be very surprised at how cold that is. And Duck Brands does have a product that you can put over the outlets. I think they're called gaskets, outlet gaskets or something like that. I'm pretty sure Duck Brand has them. And you just take off your cover plate, put that behind it, and screw it back on. It takes 2 seconds. And that helps seal out some of the air. And I remember reading a while ago that in the average house, if you took all the little gaps around windows and doors and combined them, it would be like having a 12 by 12 inch hole in the side of your house. So when you imagine little tiny cracks here and there, you can't visualize, but imagine a 12-inch by 12-inch hole in the side of your house all winter long. That's what you're losing as far as heating goes if you're not sealing up all these cracks.
Now, Joe, over the years, of course, a lot of homeowners have been proactive in sealing up the outside of their home. There's still cracks out there. There's still things that are robbing your energy dollars. And that analogy that you had there, if it shows any progress, you mentioned a 12 inch by 12 inch hole in the wall. 10, 12 years ago, we were talking about a 3 foot by 3 foot.
That's crack. Right.
So we're
like
somehow
leaving a window open. All
somehow
winter,
we're right? Making progress on all of that.
We
but
are.
You know, my friend out in California, Ed Begley Jr., the actor who's been
my good buddy.
Ed always has talked about taking baby steps. You know, you just take the baby steps and to be more energy efficient. And we actually had him on the show a couple times. And,
sure. And
you know, and that's some of the things that you hear these things about, you know, weather stripping your front door, the threshold, all of these things. How could that make a difference? Well, again, you combine all of these small steps and these small efforts, it will make a difference in being able to make your heating system work a lot less. And of course, we always remind you, if you haven't had that heating, your heating system serviced in the last, you know, say 12 months, boy, it's time. Do it as soon as possible. It's about your safety. It's about the energy, the efficiency of the unit, and also making sure that that unit lasts as long as it should. These are things that you hate to write that check, but it is some of the best money you'll spend on your home to make sure the one of the most important and most expensive systems in your home are continuing to work real good. Hey, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We really do have some very timely and seasonal information to share with you, and we look forward to being with you over this next time to be able to share with you anything that you need to know. And again, we want to hear from you, 800-946-4420, and you can can send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Anticipation is building. The holidays are just around the corner, and at the Home Depot, we can't wait. With Black Friday savings all through November, you can count down to Christmas early with a Santa Countdown Inflatable Special Buy, only $69.98. Or anticipate when friends and family come to visit with an entrance full of LED lights that will welcome them and the holidays with open arms. Get the holiday magic started early. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Joe and I are so proud of our radio stations all over the country, and I want to tell you about this one in Gardner, Massachusetts, WGAWAM 1340. Hello to everybody in the whole Northeast area over there. We get a lot of calls and emails from you. We certainly want to hear from you, and you can give us a call right now, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Well, Joe, let's roll up our sleeves and get started on a lot of home improvement questions here. First one comes from Mary in Reno, Nevada. Mary, welcome to the show. So glad to have you on.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on, too.
Good. Well, tell us all about this fireplace and some things that you're considering.
Well, I have this fireplace that's built of brick, and it was painted over just so the house could be sold. And I'd like to remove the white paint, and it's basically latex, and I'm hoping to do this as most affordably and efficiently as possible.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one of the challenges there, and certainly I've done this with different areas of the home a lot of times with fireplaces, and you're right, a lot of times people will paint the brick trying to make it a little more contemporary, a little fresher look to what is usually a focal point in one of the main rooms, but removing that paint can be a pretty big challenge. Now, what I always like to do, because you never know which stripper that you get from the home center will work the best on your particular project. So normally I would buy two or three small cans of different types. There's a citrus stripper that we always recommend because it's not as aggressive as others. And then you may have to try something that's more aggressive and then try it off to one side and see which one reacts the best. Now, normally you will brush it on and be very careful, eye protection, gloves, make sure you follow the instructions on that. And then you'll be able to apply it to a certain part of it. It'll bubble up the paint. It'll start making it release. Then you can scrape it off. But the big challenge will be in the mortar joints, because the mortar joints are so much more porous. So when the paint is applied onto it originally, it really soaks in deep into that. And a lot of times you just simply can't get that out. So you end up with painted mortar, but the bricks are clean. Sometimes that's a pretty good look, but a lot of times you really want to get back to that. Joe, any other thoughts for Mary? Because it is a challenge getting it off that mortar.
Yeah, absolutely. The only two ways I know is mechanically, meaning scraping and wire brushing, or paint stripper. And as Danny said, there's one called citrus strip, which has a citrus acid base to it. So it's pretty non-toxic. It doesn't work quite as quickly as the highly chemically laced ones, but you don't want to use those anyway. It sounds like this was painted not that long ago, so it might be safe. The paint itself might be safe, but just for other listeners, if this is older paint, you really should test for lead first, because you don't want to be messing with lead paint. You can buy a little test kit for a few dollars, and it'll tell you almost immediately if there's lead in the paint. I suspect since this is has been painted that many years ago. You know, we're talking about if it was painted probably in the 70s, it might be, or earlier, it might be lead paint. There's no really easy or quick way to do this, but yeah, testing it with some stripper, you know, using a lot of plastic, drop cloths to cover, you know, the surrounding area. And the challenge, like Danny said, not only the mortar joints, but the edges of the brick are just beyond the mortar, right? The mortar's recessed. So the very top and bottom edges of all those bricks, mm-hmm. not just the face of the brick, you got to get the paint off. And the way that I've done that is with a drill with a wire wheel in it. And that kind of fits in there and really scrapes it out pretty quickly. And you can get the tops and bottom edges of the brick and then also the mortar joints. But again, I mean, you want to wear, you know, full face shield, at least safety glasses and dust mask and, you know, to protect yourself because you don't want those stripper or those wire bristles flying out at you.
Can I ask you a little question?
Sure.
Does it matter what kind of brick there is? Because I've seen brick that's like that really smooth clay kind of brick and then the right. kind of more porous brick.
Well,
and I'm not sure which it is there.
Yeah, well, you won't know until you start stripping off paint if you can't see it. If it's smooth brick that's almost like fire brick where it's got a glaze on it, you should see the brick right now would be pretty smooth because the paint doesn't usually fill in the really coarse brick, so you'd see kind of a pebbled look to it. But until you scrape some paint off, it'd be hard to tell. Obviously, a smooth brick, the paint would come off a lot quicker.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. And would you recommend sandblasting at all or not?
Well, that would be a pretty messy job, but that would certainly work. There's also a product called a tool called a soda blaster that works just like a sandblaster, but it uses baking soda, which is much less abrasive, but it will work. And you can rent one, I suspect. I know you can buy them, but you can certainly try renting one and try it. But that's a big cleanup job when you're doing that indoors.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Mary. Well, best of luck to you. I think you got a good project going there and certainly hope everything works out well. If we can help you in the future, just let us know. So glad to have you on the show.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, our pleasure. Hey, we want to hear from you. And a lot of times people just stop and send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's where what Jim did in Cincinnati, Ohio. Is there such a thing as a remote control bathroom exhaust fan? And if there is it difficult to install?
Remote control bath fan, huh?
Yeah, they're actually...
Is there?
They're actually are available, and they generally will have, you know, much like the remote controls for ceiling fans, they'll have a little bracket that gives you the option of just leaving it in one place on the wall, or you can, you know, have it in your hand. I'm not really sure why that you would need to do that, but, you know, you certainly can. I don't know if it's waterproof so that when you're in the shower, you want to turn it on. I don't know about that, but
right.
Yeah, Jim, that is available, and you can go to Brone.com or Newtone.com and be able to find it.
Yeah, I know Brone Newtone makes fans with touchpad controls. So, you know, if you want something a little more contemporary, they do have touchpad, which are permanently mounted on the wall. But yeah, I didn't realize that. And of course, they also have humostats where the fan comes on and off by itself. But yeah, I'm not sure why you'd need a bathroom fan that's remote control. Maybe there's a disability issue going on or it's a really big bathroom. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure, but it'd be fun to stand outside and keep turning the lights and the fan on and off.
Yeah,
and someone else is in the bathroom.
That's what's so fun on some of these smart devices. And when I'm out, when I'm out of town, I can turn lights on and, you know, I turn the lights on and then turn them off a little bit and then turn them on. After a while, I get a text from my wife saying, stop playing with the smart devices, please. Do something else.
And no, she's going to text you and say the electrician's here trying to figure out what's going on with the lights. The bill is in the mail. That'll stop you.
Hey, I want to share a good one with you from West Virginia. Okay. Jeffrey here. Listen to this. You can tell this guy's got a great sense of humor. I'll read it just like he wrote it.
My wife
wants me to build a new chicken coop for our flock. Apparently, the chickens were complaining that it wasn't cute enough. When selecting lumber, should I use pressure-treated wood or untreated lumber? I want it to last and not warp or rot. I'm planning on painting it. Again, the chicken says they wanted it to be red, according to my wife. What would be the best route to take? Jeffrey, I like your sense of humor. And matter of fact, Joe, you just built a chicken coop for a magazine recently, a magazine story. And how did all of that turn out? And what would you recommend to Jeffrey on this?
Well, first, you might want to find out why the chickens are talking to your wife and why she hears the chickens. I built mine out of pressure-treated lumber. And rather than paint it, though, I would recommend what I did is I stained it because the paint's definitely going to blister off this thing. It's outdoors, exposed to all kinds of weather. So, you know, and you, if you want a color that you can't get in a semi-transparent stain, I guess you could use a solid color stain. But yeah, I would definitely use pressure treated lumber and, you know, leave enough doors in it that you can, on the front and the back, I discovered, because so you can clean it out more easily for the chickens. But yeah, I think as long as you use pressure treated lumber, make sure it's good and dry before you stain it and you'll be all set.
Yeah. And, you know, staining it like that, you know, what I used to do a lot of times when I built greenhouses is right. I would take treated lumber and build the greenhouse. And of course, I ahead of time would normally put the material in my my workshop.
Right.
With a fan blowing on it for, you know, a week or so. And that really dried it and etched it out real well, where once I assembled the greenhouse, I could spray it with a very inexpensive redwood stain. And mm-hmm. man, it made it look so much better, but it's still, you know, I'm not doing it to preserve it as much as just to, you know, give it a more finished look. So
right.
you definitely want to make sure that the treated wood is etched and dried enough so that it accepts the stain. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, I'm going to share with you what might be the perfect gift for someone in your family. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Now, adjustable height desks are really popular these days in offices all over the country, and now you can have that same flexibility with your workbench. The Husky 52-inch adjustable height work table is a multifunctional adjustable workbench that features a manual crank that can raise and lower the work surface from 26 to 39 inches high. Think about how convenient
that cool.
could be. It's really nice. The 52 by 24-inch solid wood top offers plenty of space to work, and two wide drawers offer plenty of storage space. And the locking casters allow for easy movement whenever you need it to be. The table's designed to support up to 300 pounds, and the overhang allows you to attach a vise or clamps to secure your work that you might be working on. Plus, the assembly is flexible. The cross bar support can be installed in two different locations depending on your preference. And if you plan to leave it stationary, the casters can be swapped out for leveling feet. Hey, find yours right now at homedepot.com. Great gift idea, huh, Joe?
Yeah, my birthday's coming up, so I'll be sure to send you a memo.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. All right, let's get right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Again, you can reach out to us anytime at 800-946-4420. That's what Jim in Mackinac, Illinois is. Jim, welcome to the show, and tell us about this deck project that you're about to work on.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call, guys. I always enjoy your segments.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
He was talking to me, Danny. Go ahead, Jim. Danny's always interrupted me, but go right ahead.
You know, Danny, if you get him that workbench, you know, for Christmas, maybe they'll get you a little grace, you know.
He could be nicer. You're saying I could buy the love. Okay, I might. Okay, let me go to homedepot.com right
it's
now.
It's for sale.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's so my project, I've got a couple of them actually to ask you about. The deck project is not a new one. It's a 25-year-old deck. It sits about 12 feet in the air. And it's held up by 6x6s. The 6x6s sit on concrete piers that are in sonotubes.
Okay.
And they've got just a little earth around them, probably 6 inches or so. And as I was working on a patio, a project down below where they hit the piers, I noticed that there's some rot around the 6x6s. So they're starting to, you know, to ease away there at the bottom. And I've used different products, actually a Cabot product I use quite often for sealing the deck. It works great, but I think I need something that's got more viscosity to it to hold on to the bottoms of those, that rotted area.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is important. Certainly keeping that dirt away from it as much as you can is good. But if it is, if the grade is such that you almost have to have that dirt on it, then I would recommend sealing that up. First of all, take a, you know, a screwdriver and probe up in there just to see if it's just surface deterioration or it's gotten down deep in there. You want to make sure that it's not a structural issue. And then to keep it from getting any worse, if it is below grade, then to put some type of tar around that, and then you can backfill it after it dries, will help just basically keep it from wicking that moisture in there. That would help considerably. What other thoughts would you have for him on that, Joe?
Yeah, Jim, one quick question. So the sauna tubes with concrete, do you know, are the posts embedded in the concrete, or they're sitting on top of a footing inside the sauna tubes?
They're sitting directly on top of the sauna tubes.
Oh, good.
Good. So they're not set. They're not. That's great. They weren't embedded. That's much better. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I agree with Danny. You can't have dirt, which would be wet, piled up against these posts. So I would pull it out, seal the posts, and backfill with gravel or something that would drain water more easily. Mm-hmm. And there is a product that I've not used, but I've heard a lot of good things about, called Post Saver. And it's typically installed prior to installing the post, but you might be able to retrofit it. And it's basically a heat shrinkable outer sleeve that's made of a thermoplastic, and it has like an asphalt interior liner. And basically you wrap it around the post, and then you heat it, and it seals, it forms a waterproof, airtight barrier against the fence post. So if you go to postsaver.com, I guess, and you'd probably check, see if you can use that here. If not that, then any kind of tar or something you can apply against it. Cabot does make great products. I use them all the time. But for something that's in the ground, even if it's covered with gravel, that only lasts so long. Fortunately, you caught this before it's completely rotted. We often get callers saying,
right,
what do I do? The post is completely rotted out. So, yeah, I would try to keep the dirt away from it as much as possible.
Yeah, good time to attack that. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay, good. And just any kind of roofing type tar is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, just right on the aisles of the where you have the shingles and so forth there.
Roofing cement. Mm-hmm.
You'll probably only need a gallon and just get a trowel to go with it. It's messy, so, you know, might want some gloves to keep it off your hands. But
his wife's not doing anything.
Well, that's
this
right.
Weekend.
Just like putting icing on a cake. There you go.
Danny's always thinking about dessert. He goes right to dessert.
Awesome. Do you have time for just one more quick question?
We're a little bit up against a break, but go ahead and we'll see what we can do.
I've got some Anderson sliding glass doors, and they're vinyl on the outside. One of the doors has a part of it that peeled off. And so I've taken a utility knife, made a sharp edge across that, and cut that bad material away. I now need something to cover that wood and to make that seam in between the vinyl and the wood.
And how large of an area? Is it something that is larger?
Oh, it's only 5 inches by, probably 5 inches by 5 inches.
Yeah, the concern I would have on that is any kind of vinyl material that you could get, it's unlikely that it's really going to match that well. It would be the concern that I would have. It may be something, how old are those doors?
25 years.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not going to be able to pick up the phone and call Anderson and have them send you anything along those lines. Joe, do you have any quick ideas on this one?
Yeah, my concern would be whatever you put there, how do you keep water from getting behind it? So I wonder if you wouldn't be better off just priming it, painting it, caulking it as well as you can, put a 100% acrylic latex house paint on it, and leave it at that. This way, if there is any trouble with it, it'd be easy to get. If you put some kind of vinyl or aluminum over it and water gets behind it, it's going to rot out that wood before you know it.
The main thing is to keep that water out from the backside of it there. Jim, we really appreciate you being with us this week, and hope we've been able to point you in the right direction. We love it when people are very proactive about taking care of things before they get real serious. So we certainly commend you for that on going ahead and trying to keep that deck from getting to where it really is going to be a big problem. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
It's Weatherize Your Home Week at Today's Homeowner, brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/weatherize to check out our collection of videos, articles, and tips to help you stop cold air from invading your home this winter. Be more comfortable and save money on your heating bill, too. Plus, while you're there, enter our giveaway for your chance to win a Duck Brand Weatherization Prize Pack for your home. Find it all and more at todayshomeowner.com/weatherize.
If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. QuickCrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take Today's Homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner radio show. Do you receive our weekly e-newsletter? Well, you should. Tips for Today's Homeowner can go right to your inbox, and we're not going to sell your or share your email information with anybody. All we're interested in is providing you the latest, greatest, most practical home improvement information that you can get anywhere, and it's free. Here's all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and sign up today, and next week you'll start receiving the newsletter. A lot of people have complimented very much the useful information that you get there, and even had a few people tell me how almost eerie it is that they receive information and it's as if they were just thinking about it. No, we're not listening to you through Alexa. We're just, just making sure that we are listening to all the calls that we come in. Right now, we're going to go right back to the hotline. Tim's on the line from North Carolina. Tim, welcome to the show, and I hate to hear that you're having a few drywall problems. Tell us about what's happening.
Well, it's a cathedral ceiling, just right in the corner peak. I sent a couple of pictures, and where the crown mold right in that corner. It cracks there, and along like the tape and that there, and I've fixed it, I think, three times. The house is built with trusses, factory trusses. Everything is all supported up top in the attic. And I've looked and was, thinking about going to repair it again. And so, after looking a little bit and then, looking at the different types of materials, I begin to wonder about, instead of the paper tape and using like a fiberglass mesh tape. And I was just curious about, what would be the best method or what would you guys suggest for me to go back and to maybe fix this thing, to maybe put it to rest.
All right. Well, I can hear the frustration in your voice there, yeah. And I don't blame you. It's one of those things. Different specialty ceilings have been, you know, a big hit in homes, a great amenity to add to a home, but they can be problematic here. And I always feel like the framers, whether it's truss construction or regular stick-built construction, that they just don't put enough nails and screws in these critical areas. So you have one side of your ceiling that's not quite attached well enough to the other side. It doesn't need much movement to create situations like this. Now, I ask a drywall professional that I know that's been finishing drywall, a lot of renovation type of drywall repairs, and he says the paper tape is absolutely the best. Now, you would think that the fiberglass would have a little more flexibility, but he said he always repairs these situations with paper tape. So when you repaired it, what exactly did you do? Did you replace any of the paper tape, or did you try to work with what was there?
No, I cleaned it, removed all the old paper tape, cleaned everything, and went back, you know, with a little mud base of the paper tape, and then skinned over, you know, and then sanded, you know, primered and paint.
Well, I think maybe if you have access to that backside of that in the attic area, taking 3-inch deck screws and screwing every piece of that framing that you possibly can get a screw in that immediate area to minimize that movement, then do as you've done then. In removing the tape and redoing it. I know it's a touch-up painting and stuff involved on that, but that will help a little bit and try to minimize that, because that's what's happening. It's the expansion and contraction of that wood behind it. There's also a thing called truss lift that happens from time to time on that, but more than anything, something that's ongoing like this is that very thing. It's cold and it contracts, it gets hot and it expands, and that little bit of movement like that is what's causing the problem with the tape failure. So if you can have access to that, might have to pull a little insulation back. Not a very pleasant project, but if you can get you a few screws in there, it may be the thing that makes it last.
Tim, yeah. The only thing I would suggest is there's Gorilla Glue makes a product, I think it's called Waterproof Patch or Waterproof Patch and Seal, something like that. It's it's a clear liquid. It's only about $15 or $16 a pint. And what you can do is next time you repair this, before you put on the mud and the tape and everything, paint and everything else, is you apply this. And that's more flexible, and they may expand and contract and hide any future cracking.
The strange part of it is the opposite side, it's been okay. But so this, getting back to this Gorilla Glue, so put that in there and then go right back within the mud and the tape over top of that?
I think you put that down first and then you go over, or you put down the tape and the mud, and then before you paint it, you put this on. But read the directions. Pretty sure it's before you paint.
Yeah, some of these adhesives nowadays are just, I mean, they're unbelievable about, you know, the uses and what you can do and the holding strength and all. So I will definitely look at that.
Great. Those gorillas are really smart.
I was going to say, anything that you can do to really tighten all of that up on inside, outside, whatever, to minimize that movement, that will make that repair last. We got to go to a break right now. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7 to 1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile. Perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond Wood Glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight Bond sealants are the toughest in the industry,
trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight Bond Sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
At the Home Depot, we have Black Friday savings all through November. And with that comes a joyful holiday bustle that we just love to hear. Although we also love the sound that comes after the holidays, when people put their new tools to use. In fact, we love it so much. When you buy select Milwaukee M18 kits, you'll get an extra tool for free. So after you're done filling the air with holiday magic, you can fill it with the sounds of doing. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and it's time for our simple solution. Take it away, Joe.
All right, Danny. Wooden gates have an annoying tendency to sag over time as gravity continues to put stress on the hinges and eventually pulls the frame of the gate out of square and it's dragging on the ground. So here's how to keep your gate swinging freely. What you want to do is attach a roller caster to the bottom corner of the gate. That way you're not fighting gravity and the weight of the gate isn't being supported solely by the hinges. So what you're doing here is just eliminating any chance that once you fix the gate, that it can continue to sag and you have to continue to fix it. So this way, the hinges won't be holding up the gate, but this rolling caster will be. So you start by notching a pressure-treated 2x4 block to fit under the horizontal rail of the ladder. And again, this is the bottom corner of the ladder. Then you cut another notch in the bottom of the block to accept the caster. By the way, if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you can see a video of me showing the simple solution. So, if you don't quite understand it, you can see the video. But anyway, so you cut a notch, you slip in the caster, you hold it in place with a carriage bolt, and then you screw it to the bottom rail of the ladder with a couple of decking screws. And now, whether the gate is open or closed, it's fully supported by the caster, not the hinges.
Certainly, gravity does cause a problem with gates, but also for people. But
why are you looking at me when you came up with that idea?
This particular simple solution will not help if you're having any kind of gravity issue. But we want to remind you that it is weatherization week here at Today's Homeowner, brought to you by our great friends at Duck Brand. Because in most areas of the country, those colder temperatures have shown up. And that doesn't mean it's not too late to make some inexpensive changes to your home to keep it cozy and comfortable and shave a few dollars off your utility bill. Now, we have all the details, lots of great practical weatherization advice right now at todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. That's todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. And while you're there, make sure you enter the Weatherization Week giveaway. Duck Brand is giving away one weatherization bundle every day through November 13th. So head on over there right now to enter. Lots of great information to get your house ready for winter. Again, todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. Weatherization. Joe, you know, they have the disappearing attic cover that is just that nice little cover that goes over there. Because this time of the year, with all of that hot air we have being produced by our heating systems in our home, it can go right up that stairway just like a chimney. This eliminates it. And again, that's available at duckbrand.com.
Yeah, most people don't think about that. But if you have one attic staircase, that's a big hole. I mean, even a small attic access is probably 2 feet by 6 feet. And as heat builds up against the ceiling, it's going to go somewhere. So it gets sucked up through there. So this Duck Brand attic stairway cover fits over it from inside the attic, so you don't see it. The other thing we talk about all the time is pipe insulation. You can get some duct pipe insulation, put it on your hot water pipes to keep that water warm as it's traveling, because in cold basements or crawl spaces, it cools down. The temperature of that water cools down pretty quickly. And don't forget, if you want to protect the outside hose faucets, you can get these, I guess they're polystyrene covers that just go over, just snap right on, get it out of package and snap it on your house. And again, that'll protect it and keep it from freezing.
There's so many things that you can do, very do-it-yourself friendly, that you can find at duckbrand.com. Also, want to remind you that the 25th season of the national television show Today's Homeowner is happening right now. Brand new shows. One that's on this weekend is called Lovable Laundry. You got to see this. This is a family that needs a laundry room. They have four young boys. They're very active. They produce a lot of laundry. So we came in and helped out with repurposing some existing cabinets to make it more efficient. We replaced the floor, and yes, we use luxury vinyl tile, a very unique tile you should see. Had a little water leak there that we found that was causing some damage. We took care of all of that and a lot more. Go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.